Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Welcome to BitCast on Podcast One, the video game podcast with the Axeman.
Welcome back to the BitCast. A few months ago, the hot new thing with Mario was to say that every copy of Mario 64 was personalized, and it was a fun time, I guess. Some people didn't like it. I thought it was kind of a funny joke. I did an episode with Anthony over it. We just kind of talked about that weird iceberg and stuff. Now the new thing is, well, a lot of games, but the big one is Mario Party DS. Fake anti-piracy screens. All these people are just making these weird video fanfics of alternate text if the game detects that it's been pirated, and then proceeding to punish the player for it, which goes back to real-life anti-piracy measures in video games, the most infamous probably being Earthbound's anti-piracy measures, where they would beef up the stats of all the enemies in the game and then put more and more enemies around, then kick you out of your save file right before the final phase of the final boss and delete all the saves. They did not want you playing Earthbound illegitimately. So, some guy on YouTube, Joey Perleone, he makes videos about Mario Party DS. And they start out reasonable enough. 3 months ago at the time of recording this, and he makes this video, the Mario Party DS anti-piracy screen. The video starts off with just a mini game before it kind of glitches or crashes or whatever. And then it cuts to the anti-piracy screen itself. On the bottom screen, it's Mario and friends in a jail cell, while the top screen says, "Piracy is no party," and just a bunch of legalese text telling you how bad this is and how you need to turn the game off and report to Nintendo or something. And people thought this was real for the longest time. I thought it was real, even, but then people were saying that it was fake. I don't remember much of the plot of Mario Party DS because I never played it. I know Bowser shrinks people, so since Bowser has the upper hand over the good guys for most of this story, I'm guessing that this takes place in a cutscene and it was repurposed for this anti-piracy screen. The anti-piracy screen comes with this creepy music known only as "Piracy is No Party." A lot of people think the music's really catchy, actually, and I can't deny that part of it is catchy, but it's just kind of creepy to me. I don't like it. If I heard it as a kid, I'd probably stay awake at night scared of it. But I'm like that with music, though. Again, it seemed realistic. There's no real reason to doubt this, and this is kind of in that era of games that wasn't really too well known, but you could kind of stretch the imagination a bit. Like, games weren't really consistently data mined by fans until more recent years, and people can go back to older games and data mine things sometimes, but Mario Party DS, who really cares about that game? No one's gonna go do that. So someone could just say, "Oh yeah, there's this weird anti-piracy screen in the game and all these weird anti-piracy checks," and you could probably fool people for a short time. I think even though the jig is up, Joey likes to pretend that this is all real and stuff, because there was an interview he was in. I don't remember who it was. It was on YouTube, though. Joey Perleone was interviewed about the anti-piracy screen, and he was acting like it's all real, and he's just finding and reporting to it, and everybody is going to be punished, including Luigi. Okay, I guess that's the angle we're going with for this. He actually went on to make a lot more videos on the subject, just different instances of the anti-piracy screen kicking in. The game would almost be normal, but then it would react to the fact that it's pirated. Then it would admonish the player, and then it would cut away to the anti-piracy screen. And after enough of these, it's almost like the anti-piracy screen is a punchline. It's just kind of like, okay, here's the part where it turns into the anti-piracy screen. It gets a little hard to believe, and especially as it goes on. Like, this just gets weirder and weirder the more videos he makes on this. I think he's stopped trying to make it feel real, if that was even his goal. So, the next one, after he uploads the piracy screen music, he uploaded an anti-piracy check for an item shop where the shopkeeper mentions that he doesn't want to serve criminals, and it turns into this ominous mini-game where the shopkeeper, the Monty Mole, just chases you and you have no choice but to die. And that would be pretty cute as an anti-piracy measure, I won't lie. And I wanted that to be real, but then it just wasn't. It was in the comments of that one where I found people telling me that it was fake. But that one's still fairly believable. The next one he made that's actually new information is for the Final Five Frenzy, which must be that game's version of the last five turns, because in every Mario Party there's the last five turns, or in 7 it's the last four turns, where something is different about the board each time. And I guess in Mario Party DS it's the Final Five Frenzy, and Bowser hosts the event himself. Well, if you pirated the game, Bowser calls you a criminal, and then every possible change that he could make to the board is replaced with throwing a thwomp down to crush the player for their insolence, and then it cuts back to the anti-piracy screen. The next one he uploaded after that is a forced character removal, where at some point all the characters except the player just don't appear on the board after a minigame has ended, and it says that they don't want to party with a criminal, so the player, and by the way, it's always Luigi in all of these, the player is called out for their piracy and thrown into a bottomless pit, and then it turns into the anti-piracy screen again. That one and the Thwomp one are kind of pushing it. It's like, okay, how many anti-piracy features does this game really have? Like, why are they so defensive of this game more than any of the others? But then the next one is when it gets really weird. Mario Party's Shy Guy consumption. There's a mini game where you get a little piece of candy and you throw it to a shy guy, and he's gonna eat it, but then this static noise gradually gets louder, and then the shy guy grabs the player and eats them, and you go back to the anti-piracy screen again. Like I said, that's where it starts really getting hard to believe. Like, okay, I don't think they would change the property and the behavior of the minigame itself. That wasn't the editing, though, in the video. This next one is really, like, scary almost, if not for how ridiculous it is if you stay on the anti-piracy screen long enough, the game will go to some kind of the self-reporter. It will take you to a DS screen where on the top screen it will give you instructions, while the bottom screen is brute forcing a Wi-Fi connection for a system that no longer has it, and connecting you to 911. The top screen is telling you to give 911 your legal name, your home address, and to recite the following: I am in possession of illegally obtained Nintendo software. By order of United States copyright law, I hereby plead guilty, blah, 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 blah. And, like, really? In theory, that's pretty scary, but also, you really think 911 is going to be worried over a pirated video game that wasn't even that popular, especially this many years after? I gotta wonder how legitimate that would even be. Like, could you, like, let's say this is all real, if you pirate Mario Party DS and you get to that anti-piracy check, would it even do anything? Would it connect you to 911, or could you just get away with pirating at that point? And I guess The Self-Reporter has its own theme music, because Joey also uploaded the music for that one. The next one is kind of a two-parter, where the host of the game... I didn't really know the game had a host. I thought the board just kind of was hosted by a random character each time, or by Bowser. But the host of Mario Party DS personally calls the player out for cheating, and how they need to, like, the host can't let this slide. They have to take action and teach the player a lesson, which leads into a mini game with its own music called Host Hoedown, where on the bottom screen you have to trace certain words with the stylus, which is basically you writing a confession, and you have to do it fast before the boss attacks you, and the boss is some really weird off-model version of the Mario Party 8 host. That guy was MC Ballyhoo, this is DJ Halliboo. Really, really stretching with that one, huh? You write the words, I'm sorry. Like, is that John Mulaney bit? I'm sorry! And then you write, never again. Because surely you will go along with this and never do this again if you've made it this far. And then they try to have you write criminal, but then the word moves around so fast that you can't even trace over it. So you're basically screwed at that point. It kind of reminds me of in Link's Awakening when the game would call you thief for the rest of your save file if you could get away with stealing from the item shop. And I just think it's completely ridiculous, but now that they seem to be kind of going in this direction, I gotta see what happens next, because that's the most recent one at the time of recording this. There might be another one tonight or tomorrow, and I won't know, but this is my experience with the Mario Party DS anti-piracy screens. They're clearly not trying to be credible. They started out pretty subtle, but now they're just really weird. And a lot of people with other games are making their own versions of anti-piracy screens, too. And again, entire, basically, fanfics of bad endings to games, or bad alternate versions of scenes. Some of them are going the extra step and trying to make them into all-out creepypastas, which kind of defeats the purpose, I think. The game isn't supposed to spook the player with blood and gore or something just because they pirated the game. I think the closest example I can think of something like that actually happening is the Cuphead theme song getting slowed down to ridiculous levels if the game is pirated. And even then, I don't know if that was even intentional or not. But yeah, we've started a whole new fad, I guess, of fake anti-piracy screens. Look out for the BitCast anti-piracy screen, where if you pirated the Podcast One app to your phone somehow, it just turns into, I don't know, Tetris? Blood Tetris? And if you don't turn your phone off after that, you'll automatically call 911. It really, just imagine the 911 worker's like, oh, Nintendo, stop telling people to call us. That'd be the lamest version of, like, surveillance overlords ever. It's like really, you're just going to use your power for that, Nintendo? I really don't know what to make of these other than just, like, sheer awe at how far he'll go for these. I just kind of found one of these on a whim just a few months ago. I don't think they were brand new when I was, like, first exposed to them. Like, the Piracy Is No Party theme music was posted about 1 month ago, while the DS screen, well, the anti-piracy screen, the video that started it all, was posted 3 months ago. And ever since the Piracy Is No Party theme music was posted 1 month ago, these have been uploaded very consistently over the course of the past month, with the most recent one being the Host Hoedown music 3 days ago. So we are in the middle of this right now, or we could be at the very end of it. But either way, it's left an impact on the whole... I don't know. Is there a name for this community? Is this even a community? People are just trying new things and trying to evoke old playground rumors, I think. That's the thing. The common thread between this and the personalized Mario 64s is that people are trying to find spooky, weird rumors about games in an era where that's not really feasible anymore. So they're kind of going back to the era of old games, games that aren't really dissected like the modern ones, and just hiding in that room for doubt. And it starts off subtle, but then you get things like Host Hoedown, where it's just like, okay, this wouldn't actually happen. Again, very interested to see where they go with this. Bit of a short episode this week, because there's only so much to talk about with the Mario Party DS anti-piracy fad, but I wanted to weigh in on it. There you go. That's all I really had to say about this. Thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next one.
Listen to BitCast anytime on podcast1.com and on the Podcast One app.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.